We're going to talk briefly, finally, this morning about the white-tailed eagle, which has made a remarkable comeback after 110 years of extinction. Eamon Mescal is project manager of the White-tailed Eagle Project of National Parks and Wildlife Service. Eamon, what happened over the weekend?
Well, what happened over the weekend, Audrey, we released four of the white-tailed eagle chicks into the wild. We got 10 over last June, and we had a successful release into the wild on the shores of Loch Derg last Sunday. And that was attended by our Minister, Malcolm Noonan, and the Norwegian Ambassador, Arnse Fullerser, as well.
And what are your hopes, then, will happen from here on in?
The hopes that will happen from here on in is that eagle chicks that we released will integrate now into the greater countryside, into the wild, and they'll do what we expect to do is in 5 years' time, when they mature, they'll mate up and they'll nest and they'll form families in the wild and breed local national Irish chicks, like has happened before as a result of the phase one introduction, which we did in 2006.
Yes, because I think a homegrown white-tailed eagle produced her own chicks for the first time. Is that the case?
That was it. I mean, it's a long-term project. I mean, we got the chicks in from Norway, the eagle chicks in from Norway in 2006, 2010. They became mature, and now we have 10 breeding pairs. And as a result of that, the first homegrown chicks were born, eagle chicks were born this summer on the shores of Loch Derg.
What conclusions do you draw from all of this about what's happening, Eamon? Why is this important? Why does it matter?
Look, it's important from, number one, a conservation point of view. The National Parks and Wildlife Service have worked with a broad stream of organisations and groups and countries on this. So from that point of view, it's good. We worked well with the Norwegians. We're working well with the local landowners and farmers. And we have a steering group made up of the IFA, the tourism sector, the raptor groups. And it's everybody coming together to create this wonderful example of how a strong working partnership between National Parks and Wildlife Service and the local community can make a conservation project work.
Okay, well done, and the best of luck in the future as well. Eamon Mescal, thank you very much indeed. It's 2 minutes to 9.